7. Surefire ways to get their attention. Testimonials. Testimonials can really give your website a boost if they are done the right way. If they aren't, you could wind up driving traffic away in droves. Remember, the key thing about testimonials is the fact that they must be credible. Translation, don't fake sincerity, because people will know if it's fake. We've all seen websites that had testimonials on them that seemed too good to be true, had lots of sales trigger words, and were really completely unbelievable. No two ways about it, they came across as phony. Bad move for you and your website. Go ahead and ask your clients, customers, and other people who have dealt with you for a testimonial. Ask them to give feedback to you, and then include the best comments on your website. Do not write your own testimonials or have someone else do them for you. What do they know about your product, service, other than what you tell them? They haven't experienced your product, service, so how valid do you think testimonials written by a hired writer will be? You've likely seen website testimonials from so-called satisfied customers who only have initials. If they really were all that satisfied with the product, why don't they stand up and say so? And then there are sites that say, blah, blah, blah is tremendous, signed businesswoman or expert. Expert in what? Each testimonial you use should have your customer's full name and location. If they're speaking on your behalf, behalf of your company, then include your company name. If they have any professional titles or certifications, use them. This means their comments carry more authority. And if they have a website, include it. This will prove your testimonial is legitimate. If you have the chance to be able to use pictures with your testimonials, do so. Use real people pictures, not stock photos. In other words, a photo that isn't totally perfect will be believable, while one that is highly professional may not be. Such are the whims of the internet viewing public. Oh, and by the way, ask your customers for permission to use their comments, etc., or you may find yourself in hot water later. How about an example of a bad testimonial versus a good one? First, the bad. Your prices are unbelievable for the work you do. Tim W. Washington. Of course, this faint praise comment could be read two ways and does not have the person's full name, although it does have a location. It could be taken that the prices charged are unbelievable for the work, meaning the work is overpriced and not all that good. You want to stay away from comments like this because ambiguity will kill your reputation. Now, the good. Our ad agency went out of business a week before our awards banquet, leaving us with no menus, tickets, or programs, over 200 guests expected. On extremely short notice, Spirit Writers came through for us with everything we needed at a reasonable price, and the design was tasteful and eye-catching. We will definitely be using them for all our work in the future. Nicolette Harridan, owner and founder of Small Business Women of America, New York. Now we're talking. This kind of testimonial will go miles for you on the internet with other customers. You can have testimonials on their page, or better yet, thread them throughout the copy on the website. It's much more dynamic that way. And if you have them on the main pages woven in with your text and in sidebars, there is a higher chance of having them read than if they are on a page by themselves. If your testimonials are focused and specific, this is a powerful technique to improve sales conversions by directing attention to the benefits of your product service. Remember, if you want your testimonials to do their job effectively, they have to be readable. You do not want one that goes on forever and a day. No one reads the long ones anyway because they don't have time. What you do with long testimonials is break up the whole text into bites and scatter them throughout your site. Money-back guarantees. Money-back guarantees fall into the category of risk reversal marketing, and they can, if actually handled properly, increase the conversion rate on your website. Let's face it, most products, services do come with a guarantee of some kind, and you use that guarantee on your site to make the customer feel safe to say they will buy what you have to offer. What you want them to think is it's guaranteed to work, make me happy, get the results I expect. Risk reversal marketing is smart marketing and came about as a result of marketers noticing people would not buy as much online due to the risk inherent in buying a pig in a poke, so to speak. This, of course, would affect impulse buyers. When you buy anything, you make a deal, and if you have no guarantee, the customer is taking all the risk if the product, service, doesn't meet their expectations. Realizing there had to be some give and take in the risk arena, online marketers started offering a money-back guarantee to nab more buyers. With a money-back guarantee, the risk of buying is shifted back to the seller. Now, having said this, there are many kinds of money-back guarantees. The best one is the one that lets you return a product with no questions asked or for any reason, and gives you a free gift to boot. Then there are the ones that say, for the following reasons. This can get tricky because a customer might not like the product for a reason not listed. This is a way to limit risk, but it may boomerang on you if not handled properly. A guarantee only has validity if the company offering it treats its customers the right way and backs their products 100%. To check that out, look for company reviews. The major problem with guarantees with conditions is customers find it hard to assess their buying risk. This risk doubles to the customer if they are not sure the company is reliable. Also, keep in mind there are two lengths of guarantees, 15 days and 30 days. The ideal situation is a 30-day guarantee. It will give customers lots of time to try out your product and see if it suits them. Also, with a 30-day guarantee, many people feel safer with having longer to decide about a purchase they made. Give them numbers. What is more apt to capture your attention? Copy written that says, our product removes most blemishes in a short time, or our product has been proven to remove 80% of facial blemishes in 3 days. Obviously, the copy with the numbers is easier to understand and less vague. It also will get people's attention more. It sounds scientific and measurable, giving it an air of credibility. When you are writing copy that sells, you want to be very specific about the benefits. Why should someone buy this product versus another product? How fast will the product work to resolve their problem? How effective is the product in terms that are quantifiable and measurable? Do they know what to expect by the copy that you've written on the way the product works? Another reason to give them numbers is that the human mind tends to quantify things in small units. It is simply easier to remember the benefits when they are listed out in percentages or day intervals that can be applied to a person's frame of reference. You can even make it more appealing by using number metaphors that help them to understand exactly how wonderful your product is. For instance, say you are selling tax preparation software to people who are trying to file their taxes by a certain date. What are the benefits? Is it the fact that the taxes can be done automatically? No, they can hire a tax preparer to do it for them. You have to offer the benefits in terms people understand. You might suggest 95% of people using XXX software received their refund within 3 days. Over 75% of people increased their refund, some even by as much as $2,000. It's obvious to see why this software would appeal to the average tax preparer who may be wanting to increase their refund or get it quickly deposited in their bank account without going to a tax preparer. Many large companies sell benefits this way. McDonald's doesn't specially say, "We sell hamburgers." We know they do that. They say over 99 billion served. That tells you that their hamburgers are so yummy that they fly off the shelves. Limit the time available. Limiting the time your offer is available is actually another smart business move and can be a good motivator for people visiting your site to buy now. Why? Sometimes it's the things you don't buy you regret more than the ones you actually do purchase. So says a study to be found in the Journal of Consumer Research, which takes a look at how time-limited offers affect spending behaviors. The study, published in the December issue of the Journal of Consumer Research, examines how narrow windows of opportunity affect spending habits. When shoppers choose not to buy an item, they often experience immediate feelings of regret. A study in the Journal of Consumer Research suggests when shoppers choose not to buy an item, they often experience immediate feelings of regret, Associated Press. The author suggested that selling cues such as three-week sale or limited opportunity tend to heighten the urge to spend and tie into the need to avert regret over not buying an item. This is due to the idea that one has to seize the opportunity when it arises or face a loss of that opportunity. Loss of capital or money is not as apparent in a buying decision as much as satisfaction of a need met. Everyone likes to brag about the great deal they snagged on a perfect sale, but no one ever likes to talk about the deals that got away. This is the basic investment psychology of people that are risk-averse more from not doing something than from doing something. So ask your visitors to do something. Ask them to buy in your call to action and limit the time when they can get that great deal. This pushes those buttons that will give you some extra moments of browsing that might be the difference between a sale and no sale. Just don't do like some sites that limit an offer and then after that offer is supposed to be over, it suddenly is extended. Consumers may act on automatic responses, but they're not stupid. There are furniture liquidation warehouses that have final sales over and over again. At some point, they lose all their credibility with their existing customers and must always search for new ones to make up the difference. Your loyal customers are a gold mine. Don't abuse them. 8. Drawing them in. Great copy is only great if someone reads it. You can have the best team of writers doing your site, and you are getting few visitors. Few visitors equates to poor sales. So what do you do to draw those people to your site? You have to entice them to move from a high-traffic area on the web to your website. Remember that if your copy is dynamic and influential, it will draw people to your site. It must first, however, be exposed to an audience. Search engine optimization. As discussed earlier, search engine optimization, SEO, used to be the standard whereby copy was used to generate visitors through search engines. It is still a good strategy and can be helpful to a site in getting better exposure. However, now there are other social networking strategies that anyone can use that can be just as effective at improving your search engine placement and attracting visitors at the same time. So don't trash SEO, but remember to add your copy to social networking sites where people congregate and are ready to browse. Article directories. Before we go into the social networking areas, let's talk about article directories. We discussed email and text marketing. These are effective strategies for people who have already signed up on your site. However, where will you get the new visitors to come from? Here is where article directories can help in giving your site a bigger exposure. You can have a copywriter write something relevant to your product that provides people with great content and directs them for more at your site. The article is posted on free article directories that often are distributed to many different people looking for new and interesting content that they can use on their sites. This copy is not a hard sell. It wouldn't even be classified as a soft sell. It is merely a link generator. You are generating outside links with large traffic to your site, which may be still growing. You can imagine your product as part of the article, but it shouldn't read like an infomercial. Instead, it should seek to be engaging, informative, and fun. It should make the reader want to click on the link included in the author byline, which should be sending them to your site. You should make the article free to distribute only on the condition that your byline and link goes with it. This can turn into a very viral form of advertising, which can generate a lot of traffic if your copy is good. Weblogs, blogs. Another form of viral copywriting are weblogs, blogs. You can actually pay to have your product advertised on different blogs for a set fee. You may not get to pick the copy associated with your link, but it can be a direct mention on a blog that may have hundreds or even thousands of readers. You can even buy sponsored links on popular sites. These will cost anywhere from $25 to hundreds of dollars depending on the blog's popularity. A well-placed link on a popular blog that may have customers that appreciate your niche is a way to funnel people to your site. Another way to use blogs to advertise your site and get people to come to read the copy is to offer a blog owner to write a guest post for them. Many blog writers tire and love the offer of having a guest post written, particularly if the site you are linking is one relevant to their content. Just remember that this copy will have a short lifespan. Blogs are updated frequently, sometimes daily, and you will have a very short time to make an impression on all those readers. You can get a lot of visitors, but to make them loyal customers, you will have to wow them with your copy. You can even start a blog of your own on your own site. This is a perfect way to update content and bring blog readers into your area. You can use sites like Technorati, Bloglines, and Dig to help you notify readers when new content is posted. It can also track the popularity of your blog. As the blog gets more readers, success breeds success. Pretty soon, you may be the person selling sponsored links off your site. Social networking. There are places like MySpace, Facebook, LinkedIn, and even StumbleUpon that are social networking sites. These sites create a web of people who network with each other. They can expand your network of business contacts or create a very sociable venue where you can reach out to customers on a virtual face-to-face venue. Once you start making friends, their networks lead you to other contacts of people who have a similar interest to what your site is all about. It creates relationships that can turn into loyal customers. It can help you team up with people who have products that complement your own. Most importantly, to use a social networking site correctly, what a website owner wants to do is create a positive buzz about their product. Buzz is what's hot. Buzz is the byword that basically is used to denote the excitement and online trail of viral activity that makes a product or service appear personal, genuine, and a hot commodity. It is not viral marketing of sales copy. It relies on getting people to talk to each other on a one-to-one basis to generate excitement for a product or service based on those relationships. Ideally, it is an electronic word-of-mouth campaign picked up and promoted by the people on the social networking sites. It is not supposed to be about marketing, selling a brand to people, and creating hype when no one even cares about the product or is talking about it. So how do you get someone to think your product is hot? Is there anything you can do to influence people's opinions and create buzz? Again, that's where your copy is going to come in. You want copy that influences people's behavior and that is so dynamic that they want to spread it to the next person in glowing terms. On the internet, words are what sell. And if you are creating buzz, it is because your copy is catchy and people find it personable. Target potential buyers. While it may be fun to elbow up to the in crowd, you aren't really there to be sociable. You are there to get exposure for your site and to hopefully convince some friends to become buyers. Like the Tupperware lady that sells to her close group of friends and invites them over for Tupperware parties. You also need to know who you think might be willing to check out your website and products. You don't want to go into a social networking site and talk to people who want to buy a car and you're a realtor. This would not be a good use of time. So you not only need to get a profile set up on the social networking site that identifies your specialty, but also you need to identify groups within the social networking sites that have your common interests. This saves a lot of time marketing to people who aren't even interested. You want to know where your niche group is and spend your time there online. Your social sales pitch. By now, you probably are getting the idea that social networking is a little more sophisticated than plain sales copy. You're right. If you go to a social networking site or group and try to put in your best sales copy to generate interest, you will probably be flagged as a spammer. No one likes a spammer, and few people will bother checking out a product promoted by a spammer. You have to be more sophisticated than just joining a social networking site and copying ads from your website to introduce yourself and your product in this area. Instead, you have to focus on the relationship first and know when the opportunities for your sales pitch can arise. Do you know how you are going to make a sales pitch without having to initiate the conversation first? It's really very simple. Become the expert in an area that people are interested in that is relevant to your product, and then do the Dear Abby thing. That's right. You are there to be an expert, not to sell things. Your profile should be professional, and it should reek of expert consultant. If being the expert includes recommending your products, then, aha, you've snuck in your sales pitch. That's one way to use social networking to generate sales leads. There are others. Maybe you are selling fun products for parties, etc. Then you can develop an online persona that is fun to be around. You can always include your signature on postings that point to your website that show you do fun for a living. This is perfectly acceptable and not considered spam. Always include a signature to any postings you do in social networking sites that point to your site to get the buyers from that site to yours. Different media for different sites. Some of the fun and intricate part of social networking is that not every site uses the written word as their way to network. Some places are for video aficionados. YouTube is great for video clips, and you will have to know how to create your own video to really join and be considered part of the social group. Other places trade photographs, and there are even virtual worlds like Second Life. There, you can create a whole different persona and a world and use it to meet other virtual people who might have an interest in your product. Obviously, the time investment in these sites can be tremendous and may not be relevant to your product. Choose what works best for you and experiment with them to see if the exposure is worth the time investment needed for some of these sites. Social networking controversy. One of the controversies of using social networking sites as a forum to sell your products is that this will detract from the genuineness of a referral. If too many advertisers find they are successful at generating buzz, the genuine buzz becomes hype and it no longer is effective at selling anything. Just like emails that flooded our inbox and are now swiftly dispatched upon arrival without ever being opened, if social networking buzz becomes hype, then it will die from its own success. 9. Finishing the sale and beyond. Are you sweating yet? Writing great copy almost seems easier than attracting people to your site. It can be very hard to wait for traffic to increase on your site, but it eventually will with these techniques. If you really have trouble generating visitors to the site to read your copy, then check out companies that will help you to boost visitors using their own advertising schemes. They are actually not that expensive when compared to time and energy expenditure of social networking sites. Let's assume your visitors are streaming to your website now on a steady basis. Do you know how you will hook them and convert them from visitors to buyers? You have to have a plan before you get the traffic, because many people will visit a site once and be gone, never to return. If you haven't hooked them within the first brief initial visit, the odds are you are not going to see them back at your site again. Gone fishing. So, the cyber trout are in your stream. Now's the time to go fishing. You have to bait your hook and cast it in the waters. That's right. You should have something for your visitor the moment they get to your site. The copy has got them there, and it may even have kept them there, but unless you put a nice juicy worm on that hook, they are sure to be off on their way upstream to mate with some other lucky vendor. What can you offer your visitors without banging them over the head with your product? More copy. That's right. People who are on the internet are looking for good information. They may have gotten to your site through a search engine. They may have gotten there because of something you said in a social networking group. They may have gotten there through buzz. However, they got there. Something you said, directly or indirectly, piqued their interest. Why not satisfy that interest right away and get your foot in the door? Always, always have on every page on your website an area that asks your new customers to sign up and get a freebie. It can be a free report, free newsletter, or a free tip sheet on something relevant to your site. It can be a free coupon. It can be free alerts on environmental factors if you sell allergy medicine. It can be anything you can think of your visitor can use and would sign up for if all they had to do was give you their email address. That's right. Do not ask them for any other piece of information for now. You are not selling them anything at this point. You are hooking them into a relationship with you. Do you remember when you were dating? Who did you like the best? Was it the man or woman who talked all about themselves and told you how wonderful they were? Or was it the man or woman who listened to your needs and tried to get to know you better? Well, you, as a website owner, are that suitor. You have to build that relationship first and work on getting the sale through the techniques we've described in this ebook. In short, the hard sell is more of a turnoff than it is effective. Auto-respond like you are really there. Hopefully, the visitor will give you their email address, and now you've got them in the net. Even if they're not quite in your boat yet, this is where you will want to have developed a series of great autoresponders. Thank them for their visit. The first autoresponder should thank them for their visit and assure them that their freebie is going to be delivered shortly to the email address they've submitted. Assure them at the end that the email address will not be sold, if it really won't be sold later on. Within this autoresponder, you can ask them to take an action again. If you have sent them a great report, you can tell them how the report relates to some product that you have and ask them to check out the latest deals or explain a limited time promotion for being a new member. Ask them to view other related products on your site or even make a purchase. Once they have a freebie and you have their email address, now it's time to negotiate a sale. However, don't expect them to buy right away. As we discussed earlier, they will need to see some repetition of the information to make a decision to buy. Just make it clear that now they are in the sales loop, and should they need more information, you are the expert that can help. Include in whatever freebie that you sent via email, sales copy that advertises other products and services. Always take the time to inform your visitors what is being offered for sale, what might be complimentary to the information they've requested, and also ask for feedback. Request feedback. When you request feedback, you are being the gentle suitor who reaches over the table and grabs a person's hand and stares deep into your date's eyes. You are listening. This serves two purposes. It establishes relationship, and it gives you an idea of which products your visitors are looking for and how you will gear your market to better serve them. The best feedback form will offer another freebie to entice them to fill out a short feedback form. You can then ask them what brought them to your site, what products they are interested in, and any time frame they might have for buying. Also, leave a space for personal comments that can help you decide if new products need to be added to generate sales or if your customer service is not up to par. More autoresponders. Every time a visitor sends an email, posts feedback, or buys something, you should autorespond and take that opportunity to thank them and get them more acquainted with your site and services. You can even schedule weekly emails to go out with helpful tips. You can use a monthly newsletter to keep in contact with people on your site and remind them to return and visit again. Always seek to have copy being sent to people who visited you. They are your strongest potentials for becoming paying customers. Don't bug them too much, and if they request to be removed from a list, do so. However, it should be clear when they sign up that they are signing up to be contacted with new offers, etc. Ask for the sale. Always ask for the sale in your autoresponders. Sell the benefits, but also get that call to action in there. You don't want the visitor to ignore the entire email because it didn't ask them to buy something. The limited time offer works very well here because of the risk aversion of not buying something and later regretting it. You can say something like, only 24 hours before this offer expires. Use the surefire ways to get their attention and close the sale. You are going to have to place yourself in their shoes and think of all the obstacles they might raise for not buying your product and address them too. Offer them a variety of options for payment methods so that they can't opt out at the last minute because they don't have PayPal or they have to send a money order. Offering a secure online way to purchase your product is necessary to generate good online sales. Did you or didn't you make the sale? Whether you made a sale or not, you can use either information to fine-tune your marketing strategy. If you made a sale, something about your copy, your marketing plan, and how you presented things was effective. Do you know what part of your strategy worked? How about all those people who visited your site and didn't sign up or eventually buy? Do you know why they didn't buy? This is why you are going to have to create a very rigid sales pipeline. You want to know what is working and what is not working, so that you don't spend time fixing things that aren't broken while the basement is flooding, right? So your sales pipeline should be able to track who showed up to your site, from where they came, what pages they visited, how long they were there, if they signed up, and how many times they were contacted before they bought, or did they ever buy. These are all very important pieces of information for the long-term health of your online business. Tracking visitors. Your website should come with an area that is usually known as an administration panel. It should allow you to see how many visitors are coming to your site and where they are coming in from. It should also show you which pages on your site are accessed more and how long people spent on your site. It should show you the number of unique visitors in a month and whether the trend is increasing or decreasing. It will even split up based on countries and other factors. If you want to get more data about the demographics of your visitors, you can always include that in your feedback form. Remember, we told you in the beginning that you had to identify your audience. Well, this is one way to do that. You want your copy to be aimed at the market that is interested in your products and services, and you want them to open their wallets. You will want to know which copy is attracting more visitors. If you find one page on your site gets an enormous amount of attention, you will want to post links to relevant products and expand that area. This will help you to remove areas that don't work well and focus on those areas that are bringing in eyeballs and potential buyers. Lastly, you can see where people came from. Maybe they found your free article on the article directory, and they are coming from that area. Then you know that you should post more free articles and aim your energies there. If you see few referrals from a site you spent a lot of time on developing links, you can cut your losses short and not continue to focus energies there. Tracking the sales lifecycle. Once the visitor is there, how many of them converted to members and signed up to receive a freebie? This is very crucial information. If they aren't willing to get their name on your email list, they are likely not going to turn into buyers. You want to be very effective at converting web servers into interested participants on your website. If your conversion rate is low, then you need to change the freebie and amp up your sales copy. This is the opening to your pipeline. If they don't enter, you don't make a sale. Once you have them in the pipeline, you should know exactly how they will be marketed and what products you are going to promote in each email autoresponder or freebie. This can build a database of valuable information on what autoresponders are more successful than others. If you are losing people, then you will want to know in what part of the life cycle of freebies, autoresponders, and special offers you lost them. Either way, this is valuable information. You will know exactly what is working and what is not working. If your pipeline is not very well built, you won't know what part of your website or product promotions are successful and which are not. Of course, total sales will give you a great idea of how successful a product or service is, but do you know at what point in the marketing cycle that product was offered? If you are getting more sales in the initial stages of the pipeline, then you know that this is an effective area. You can then concentrate on building sales at the end of the pipeline by adding complementary services and goods. Plotting trends. If your business success is fluctuating from month to month, it might be because of environmental or economic factors that are affecting your sales. This is information that you need to fine-tune your strategy. Do people buy your products more or less around Christmas? Do you need to offer additional incentives during these periods, or do you need to bundle your products to make additional sales if they are already strong? Maybe you see sales increase during a time where there are no holidays. Do you know what might be the reason for the sudden upsurge? Maybe you've gotten some very good exposure somewhere, and you will want to exploit that as best as you can and make as many sales through there as you can. Most businesses do plot sales trends monthly, but having the additional data of where in the pipeline that sale is made and what outside factors are influencing them can help you to be a better marketer. When you get down to it, the copy is going to draw them in, and the copy is going to sell your product. But after the product is sold, you need to know exactly where to increase your content and how to change it to be the most effective.